The crest is happening now, and just like in Memphis, it's not dropping like that. It's taking a long, long time, and we're actually standing, you know, where the river is. It's been diverted around these casinos and over this parking lot, and it's moving pretty good right here, I can tell you that. We got about 400 people that are in shelters from Memphis down through the Tunica area, and most of the people that are in those shelters are from Tunica itself, because it's so susceptible to flooding. It's so much lower than downtown Memphis. The financial impact of these casinos being closed for up to a month is huge, upwards of $80 million in financial impact here. So not what these folks need. It's going to be quite a blow, but they'll get back on their feet.
They just really want some answers, and they would just really like to know what exactly happened. Why they weren't called. They were all right in the area. They would like to have been able to have witnessed, seen the body, at least identified the body. He told me he always thought if anything happened, his father would be arrested and put on trial like Saddam or other people that have committed crime.
Well, it's asking President Obama to speak out directly and to say that, as he did in the case of Mubarak in Egypt and Gaddafi in Libya, very, very effectively, that Bashar al-Assad no longer has the legitimacy to govern in Syria. A statement by the president would mean everything to the people of Syria, and also would send a very threatening message to Assad.
If Bashar al-Assad is successful through the use of blood and steel to repress the legitimate aspirations of his people, that will be a lesson to tyrants throughout the world. And it's time for the President of the United States to speak up forcefully and frequently.
Check out this French snowmobiler riding. He's almost to the top of the mountain. You can see his friends. And then he wipes out. And he slides all the way down the mountain. This video takes like 4 minutes of him sliding and sliding and sliding. And finally, after several minutes, he stops only to see his snowmobile rolling past him, and he's like, oh man, I gotta start sliding again. So he starts sliding. Finally, he catches up to it. He can't stop it. His buddy can't stop it. Thankfully, this guy was okay, which is more than I can say for a snowmobile.